Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie Starts Podcast, episode 13, and today I'm going to give you my thoughts about light. So this is a special physics episode, and there's going to be a few of these sprinkled across the year because I absolutely love physics, and there's no way you can talk about physics in one episode. I mean, there's actually podcasts out there specifically for physics, but yeah, so this one's going to be about light. I've got a good friend here, Stephen Hawkins. Stephen, would you like to start the podcast for me, mate?
Yeah, sure. Play the motherfucking intro.
Hang on a second, mate. Are you not supposed to be fucking dead?
That is what I wanted people to think, but I faked my own death so I can chill on Epstein's Island for the rest of my life.
Well, it's good to have you back, mate. You've been missed by the whole physics community. but anyway, yeah, mate, you're going to have to go, mate. Sorry. Yeah, away you go. Right, so this one is actually, it's going to be about light and...
I can't get out. You locked the door.
Oh, fuck's sake. Hang on there, let this guy out here. One second. Stephen, you're a fucking pain in the ass, man. Right. Okay, there you go.
Bye-bye, Stewie, you little Irish wanker.
Well, that was fucking uncalled for, wasn't it? Fuck off. Right, well, there you go. So he's away. All right, everybody, let's get fucking started here. This is my thoughts about light. Start the motherfucking intro. So, as always, guys, I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently, and I'm going to start with last night. So, last night, I watched a really good film. Now, it's a film, it's a TV series, it's a two-part TV series, which is kind of like a fucking film, and it's called The Langoliers. Does anybody, do you remember that? The Langoliers? So, if you don't know what that is, it's basically, it's a Stephen King film, or TV show. I think it was a two-part TV show that's like a movie, I don't know, but it's basically about these things called the Langoliers, and it's about like a time travel thing. So these people go through like this time fucking rip or whatever on the plane, and they're all sleeping, and then people who are sleeping were still on the plane and fucking blah blah blah. If you haven't seen it, I totally recommend it. It's a really good, really really good film. And so basically, yeah, so they are in like some sort of a time, like, and they're in the past by like 5-15 minutes or something. I don't know why. You know what? I've watched it about 10 times. You think I would fucking know, wouldn't you? But basically, yeah, they fucking go in, back in time, and then they have to go back through the time rip to get back into the present and all this kind of stuff. But it's a really good film. And so if you're looking for something to watch and you don't know what to watch, it's on YouTube. Just type in The Langoliers and it's a good watch. If you like Stephen King movies, you like that one. So that's what I did last night. And you know, before that, what did I do? I went to the office to do boring stuff, the invoices and fucking bookkeepings and all, blah, blah, blah. Boring. And so, yeah, that was yesterday. So not really, not much to report. And then before that, what day are we on? There we go. So, yeah, that was last night. And then the day before that was a Sunday. It was the 17th and I didn't do anything then. Pretty much the same thing, just watched a movie. What did I watch? Bad Taste again. Love that film. So, yeah, and then before that was the Saturday the 16th, and I did a James Bond-themed party. That was pretty cool. That was in the Royal Oak in Welshpool. And it's basically, it was hosted by, it's called the Welshpool 1940s Weekend. So every year around September, Welshpool is transformed into, like, the 1940s. So you can imagine, like, what happened in the 40s? The war. So there's all like these old military vehicles. There's like, you know, them women who sing, you know, what, cabaret? Is it cabaret? You know, the military women, they do like their little concerts, and then they have like the cast of Hello, Hello. They come down, they sign autographs, and then there's loads of stalls. It sells like old military memorabilia. And it's basically, they turn the town into like the 1940s. And, like, everybody walks around dressed up and stuff and all. So, if you're ever near Welshpool, I think it's, like, the 9th of September. They have it every year. Something like that. But if you check out 1940s Weekend in Welshpool, and if that's something you're interested in, then definitely come down, have a little peek. It's the whole weekend as well. I think it's like the first weekend in September. Do you know what? I don't fucking know. I wasn't at this one this year, but I was at the James Bond theme night. And yeah, pretty much the same as always. I walked up to a table, introduced myself, started drawing the caricatures, and had a laugh with everybody in the table. So if you want to see them pictures, guys, it's on my U-Tunes Facebook page and Instagram. And then before that, it was the 15th, and I went to Carla's wedding party. Where was that, actually? That was Nuthurst Grange Country House Hotel in Solihull. Now, it was a wedding, so they got married before. I think they got married like a few days before it, and then they had a wedding party, so a separate day, which is something that has never happened before, to be honest. Normally the wedding, like the ceremony, and then the wedding party happens in the same day, but this was split into two different days. So she got married on one day, and then a few days later she had the party. I was expecting just a couple of people, like, I don't know, 100 people maybe to turn up, because she only booked me for like 3 hours. And then, turns out there was 250 people. I mean, I know exactly how sardines feel, because there was no fucking room in this place. I mean, it was packed with people. And the problem I had was, I was only there for 3 hours, and you had 250 people there, and you basically had 250 people wanted a caricature. And I was like, I'm only here for fucking 3 hours. So I did the immediate family, that kind of thing. And then, I just started fucking drawing. People kept coming to me. I was stuck in this one spot. I couldn't move. It was a hard one, because I whenever I'm drawing, I need like around 2 meters sort of space in order for me to so my brain can actually see what it needs to see in order for me to draw. It's quite hard to explain. But if I'm too close to somebody, my brain can't really pick up on what to draw. I need like that sort of distance so I can like draw from the out and work my way in. So basically there's two ways of drawing a caricature. You either work your way out, so you start from the middle and work your way out, so you, like, you draw the nose, the eyes, the mouth, and then you do the head and that kind of thing. But in some cases I do the opposite, so I draw out and then work my way in. So I'll draw like the head first, and then the hair, and then I'll start doing the eyes and nose and stuff. But in order for me to draw like the head and the body and like the shoulders and stuff, I need to like step back a little bit so my brain can pick it all up. It's quite hard to explain, like, but basically that's what happened there. And I was too close to people, and I was just like, I can't fucking, this is really hard for me to draw. So after a few drawings, I actually managed to I just flipped. I was just like, you know what, I need to move. I need to get out of here. So I need a bit of space. And luckily I found a little bit of space. Unfortunately, it was right next to the door, so people kept walking past me, and yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare when it comes to actually trying to draw somebody, because there was just so many people there. The venue itself was lovely, and, you know, if there was half the people there, it would have been perfect. Carla, you know a lot of people, a lot of people. So that was that. And then before that, I was at Natasha's wedding. Where was this? Natasha's wedding. Oh, it was at the Mill at Stone. So Stone, like I said in the last podcast, is about, I don't know, it's about 20 minutes away from, maybe a little bit more than from Alton Towers. So just to give you an idea where it is. And the Mill at Stone. So it used to be, it's a beautiful venue. I've been there, I don't know how many times I've been there. We're talking double figures. The people who are there, like the people who run it and stuff and own it, they're just, they're Portuguese, and they're like the most friendliest people ever. So I got to draw there again, which is an absolute pleasure. And it was, you know, typical wedding, just, wedding breakfast, all that kind of stuff. And I actually got fed as well. So thank you to the Mill at Stone for feeding me. And I actually got a 2-course meal. I thought I was going to get a 3-course meal, but I got a dessert. Oh, sorry, I didn't get a dessert. I got a starter, which was some sort of a soup. And then I got the mains. And then the photographer was with me. And for some reason, she got her dessert. And I was sitting there and I was like, I don't think I'm getting one. So I sat for another 5 minutes and I was like, yeah, I'm not getting one. So I ended up just leaving. I left, got my pens all sorted, and then went back in and started drawing again. Now, it's about an hour and a half drive away from me, and I swear to fuck, right? I honestly think, right, that all the slowest drivers in the country all met up. Like, they had some sort of a meeting, and they were like, right, Stewie's going to go down to Stone. I want you to be there, I want you to be there, and I want you to be there, and I want you to be there, and I want you to hold up Stewie the whole way down. Because I tell you something, there was fucking double figures again of slow drivers on the road. And I got halfway through it, like, I got halfway through to my destination, thinking to myself, do you know what, I think there's some fucking new sort of rule or something, that you have to go 40 miles an hour. Nobody's allowed to go over 40 miles an hour, because that's what it was like the whole way fucking down there. I was like driving along, and I was like, oh, there's a slow driver. Just drove behind that person for about 20 minutes, overtook that person, drove down the road, another slow driver, and overtook that person, another slow driver. And it was like that the whole way fucking down. And I was like, where are these people coming from? And like, why is everybody going 40 miles an hour? Like in a 60 mile an hour zone. And it was almost like everybody was going 40 miles an hour. And I was thinking to myself, because I don't check the news or anything, right? And I'm like, is there some new government thing where you're not allowed to go over 40 miles an hour? Like, and it wasn't just on my side. It was on the other side as well. And I was like, there's another slow driver. There's another one. Oh, look, I'm stuck behind another one. And fucking hell, I was getting fucking furious. But, you know, my golden hour, I always leave an hour early, sort of to compensate for that. And so I didn't get, you know, I wasn't late or anything. So yeah, this is why I always leave an hour early, because of these fucking slow drivers, right? They were fucking everywhere. So that was Natasha's wedding, that was Natasha's wedding, and it was really good. Really loved it. The bride and the groom, they're just amazing, and so was all the guests. So there you go. And I actually, on that wedding, it was a full wedding, so I finished at midnight. I had two options. I could either go home and be home for around 2 o'clock or half one, and come in and wake everybody up, or I could sleep in the car. And guess what I did? I slept in the car. Now, my car's not your normal average car. It's a big 7-seater, and I've converted it into a overnight camper. You can do everything in it. You can sleep in it, shower in it, cook in it. You can do everything in it. So when I say sleep in the car, it's basically, I'm staying in my mobile home, if you like. Now, I could have got a van and converted a van into a camper, but the problem I have is I do events in London and that kind of stuff. I've mentioned this before in the podcast. And I often have to go into, multi-story car parks. And there's a height restriction. So any car can get into these, but a van can't. So that's why I had the idea of, well, maybe if I got a 7-seater car and converted that into an overnight camper, then I can go anywhere I want. I can sleep anywhere I want and blah, blah, blah. And that's basically what I did. So I used my brains when it came to that. And the night out, it wasn't too bad. I sat and I chilled and I watched, what did I watch? I think I watched Match of the Day. Yeah, I watched Match of the Day and then just chilled and then went to sleep, got up and then just drove home. And then as I was driving home, I stopped off at a garage and bought these fucking lovely freeze-dried sweets, or candy if you're American. I don't know if anybody's tried these, right? But one of them was a packet of Flumps. So like that marshmallowy Flump thing. And they're freeze-dried and they're crunchy. And my fucking God, they're amazing. I think Spar has just bought the rights to them or something like that, because now you can get them in any Spar. So honestly, if you see them, I think they're like £2 a packet, but they're fucking totally worth it. I mean, you think about the process that goes through. You're not just packing sweets, you're actually freeze-drying them. So I understand why they're like £2 a pack, which, to be honest with you, knowing the process of how they get made and stuff, £2 for a pack is pretty reasonable, I think. So I had the Flump ones, and I was like, fuck, they're amazing. Turned around, went back, and got more. So I got there's like Haribo sweets are like frozen, so like you have the is it like the rings, like the jelly rings or whatever, and they're fruit, like they're dried freezed. And there was like watermelon sweets, they're fried Fraser Dreed. Hey, this is the part where I have a stroke. Freeze dried. There you go. So they're freeze dried, and I've actually took a photograph of them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a picture of them on the Stewie's Thoughts podcast Facebook page and Instagram. So if you want to check them out, guys, and buy yourself some, I totally recommend them. They're absolutely fucking amazing. And so yeah, that's what I've been up to recently. That takes me up to the last time I did a podcast. So couple of weddings. Oh yeah, I watched the fucking Mike Tyson fight. Jesus Christ, that was fucking shit. Now, here's my thoughts about this, right? So Mike Tyson is fucking 58 years old, right? Jake Paul is 27 years old, right? That's all you have to say about it. Fucking, I can't believe Jake Paul's running around going, yeah, I beat Mike Tyson. I mean, he's almost 60 years old. And be honest with you can't even fucking knock him out. How about Jake Paul, right? You fight somebody your own fucking age. Can you imagine Jake Paul, 27 years old, fighting Mike Tyson when he was 27 years old? I mean, the outcome is going to be completely different, isn't it? Mike Tyson would have fucking sparked him out in the first round. It was on Netflix at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got back. I can't even remember what day it was, but I remember I got back, and was it the 15th? Yeah, it was the 15th. So I did Carla's wedding party, and then I came back, and it was like, oh, you can stream it. And I was like, all right. And we had Netflix, so I was like, fuck, I'm going to watch this. So came to 1 o'clock and started watching the live stream, and there was a first boxing match. It was like an Indian guy and a guy from Brazil. I sat and I watched that, and I was like, fuck, this is boring. Like, to be honest with you, unless it's short, sharp, and sweet, then I get bored quite easily. And I sat and I watched it all, and then next thing you know, it gives you, like, the layout of the rest of the evening. So, like, this fight's going to be next, that fight's going to be next. And then last up is Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. And that was on at, like, fucking 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, fuck this. Turned it off, went to fucking bed. Got up the next morning, and I was like, right, let's see who won here. And I always knew fucking Jake Paul was going to win, to be honest with you. I mean, Mike Tyson, he can barely fucking walk. Like, isn't his fucking knees fucked or something? I didn't really, you know, look into it that much. And every time it was on social media, I just flicked through it. Because I knew what the outcome was going to be. I was like, Jake Paul's going to fucking win. And lo and behold, he won. Now, this is my thoughts about boxing, right? I have a theory that boxing, you know, if you think about the old style boxing, where it was just like actual boxers fighting each other and boxers becoming famous, but now it's like famous people fighting famous people and stuff. And do you know why? Because I think it's ever since UFC has went mainstream, boxing has been struggling. Because, I mean, what would you rather watch, boxing or UFC? For me, it would be UFC. And I think everybody's like that. So I think UFC's become mainstream and boxing has, you know, they're like, fuck, what do we do? How are we going to make boxing interesting? Everyone's just going to go and watch UFC, aren't they? So I think that's what's happening. So boxing's struggling and they're just trying everything they can to keep people interested in it. And that's my thoughts on that. So there you go. I'm not going to talk too much about it because, to be honest with you, the fucking fight was shite and everybody's been talking about this fight and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just glad it's over now. And look forward to fucking Mike Tyson, or not Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fucking fighting somebody else. He's like 100 years old or something. But there you go. If I was Jake Paul, I wouldn't be running around going, I beat Mike Tyson, he's fucking almost 60. Of course you were going to beat him, flip sake. But there you go. So that's what I've been up to recently. Yeah, right. Talking of shit, let's get into the topic, shall we? So this is a special physics episode, and I'm going to give you my thoughts about light. So play the intro. So my love for physics started around 5 years ago when I started listening to a podcast called Infinite Monkey Cage. So before I was a full-time caricature artist, I was a HGV driver, or if you're American, a semi-truck driver. And I was, you know, when you're on the road all the time, I was just fed up of listening to fucking the radio and adverts and all this kind of stuff. So I started listening to podcasts even more than what I used to. I used to just listen to podcasts when I wasn't driving. I was just listening to music and stuff, and Yeah, so one day I was like, I need a new podcast to listen to, and I was flicking through them, and then this one came up, and it was Infinite Monkey Cage. And I like Professor Brian Cox. This is his podcast. But I always, like, if I was in the house, I would sit and watch his programs about the universe and that kind of stuff, and I was like, oh, Professor Brian Cox has got his own podcast. I'm going to listen to this. And the very first episode was about light, and I was like, I was in awe about it. I was like, hang on a second, what do you mean a photon? What is a photon? What do you mean it's a wave function? Like, I was like, hang on a second, what's... And then that was it. It sparked the snowball effect of physics for me. And ever since then, for me, I've just been studying physics personally, myself, by, like, listening to podcasts and, you know, watching programs and books and studying and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And one time I was at a Christmas party, I believe it was, and there was a professor there, and I was drawing a caricature of him. And I mean, I've been, you know, at this time I was studying physics myself for about 4 years, and I asked him, I asked him, what do you do? And he's like, I'm a professor in physics. And I was like, oh, right. I was like, oh, I love physics, I've been studying it myself. And he was like, oh, have you? And he started giving me all these questions, and I was getting them all fucking right. And he was actually surprised. He was like, so you study physics as a hobby? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you actually know quite a lot. Have you ever thought about doing something about it? I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, why don't you get like a degree, or, you know, or pursue it? And I was like, okay, I'll have a look at it. I actually did what he said, and I actually started a physics degree. And it wasn't until I started it, I was thinking to myself, hang on a second, I love physics, but why am I doing a physics degree? Like, why am I doing a degree in physics and end up in like fucking £30,000 worth of debt, student debt? For what? So, like, when you do a degree, like, what's going to be the outcome? You're going to get qualifications so you can get a job. But I already have my own job. Like, I've got my dream job, which is drawing caricatures. So why do I need to do a physics degree? It doesn't make sense. So I ended up, I fucking pulled the plug on it. And it was basically, it was a full-time degree as well, so it was taking up a lot of my time, which was actually affecting my business. So I was like, do you know what? I'm not fucking going to do this. I don't want to get a job in physics. I just love learning about it. So I thought, do you know what? Right, that's it. I'm just going to study physics as a hobby, and I'm going to do the job that I love, which is caricatures, and that's where we're at. That's where we're at. So, light. What is light? Well, light is actually a radiation, right? That's basically what it is. It's radiation that we can see with our own very own eyes. And the light that we can see is called visible light. So you have this thing called a spectrum. And the spectrum is basically all the different types of light. So I'm going to tell you what the spectrum is. Hang on. Right. So basically, a spectrum is the wavelength of light, so the radiation, and the closer the wavelength is, the brighter the light is, and the more, I know, fucking intense the light is, right? So when you go from one end to the spectrum to the other, so starting at the very beginning of the spectrum, the wavelength is, it's very long, and it's not close together. So if you think of a wave, so you have peaks and troughs, so you have the top of the wave to the bottom of the wave, and the closer the peaks are, or the troughs or whatever, the closer they are together. I mean, I'm not a fucking scientist. This is just something that I sort of picked up and learned myself. But the closer the wavelengths are, basically the more intense it is, right? So at the bottom end of the spectrum, you have radio waves, which is obviously what you're listening to now. So this podcast is being beamed across, I don't know, the universe, in the form of radio waves. And next to that, you have the microwave. And then after that, you've got the infrared. And then after that, you've got the visible light. So the visible light is what we can see. So there's two forms of light. So you've got artificial light, which is like light bulbs and that kind of stuff that men make. And then you've got natural light, which is the radiation that comes from the sun. So what happens is the photons come from the sun, and then they hit an object, so like, I don't know, a leaf, and the leaf absorbs certain photons, and then it repels the green photons, if you like, and that goes into our eyes, and that's why we can see green leaves. Same thing with, like, you know, something that's red, you know, all the photons, you know, get absorbed by something, whatever, and then the red photons get repelled back into our eyes. And that's basically how a photon and how radiation from the sun gives us light. And it makes sense, because if the sun's not up, then you can't see because it's dark, because there's no photons that's coming from the sun and hitting objects and hitting our eyes. So it's a, you know, you have a photon that comes from the sun, hits an object, that repels certain photons that comes back into our eyes, and that's how we can see, and that's basically what light is. There's a debate whether light is a wavelength or a photon, like a particle. And there's a very, very well-known experiment, I don't know if you have heard of it, called the double slit experiment. Now, I could explain it, but I've got a video here that will basically explain it better than what I can. So I'm going to play that for you.
When a laser emits beams of light particles called photons at a screen with two slits, you'd expect to see two strips to correspond with the two slits. Instead, we see a pattern of light and dark bands. This suggests that light behaves like waves that pass through both slits simultaneously, interfering with each other to create the pattern on the second screen. However, when scientists used a measuring device to observe the slit that each photon passed through, the interference pattern disappeared and two strips appeared. The act of observing which slit it went through changed the behavior of the photons. No one knows why observing a particle causes its behavior to change.
So basically what you're saying there, right, so they've got this like this little gun, if you like, and the gun's firing out photons or particles, whatever, and there's like a little fucking board thing with like two slits in it, and then at the back it's got like this thing called a detector screen. And just like she said there, so whenever you fire like electrons through this little slit thing, if you're observing it, the two slits, right, so you have the two slits and then you've got the detector screen at the back, well, when you observe it and you're firing particles through the slits, then you're going at the detector screen, you're going to get two slit marks, if you like. But when you're not observing it, then there's more than two slits. And they think that it's because it's like a wave function. Now, I was pissed one night and I did my own fucking double slit experiment. So I got, I was drunk as fuck. I got a laser pen. I got the box that the beer came in. And I cut a square off of it, and then I cut two slits in it, and then I put like a bit of paper at the back, and then I was I got the laser pen, and I was like shaking the laser pen side to side, and as I was doing that, I could see like on the back on the detector screen, if you like, and there were those two lines, and then what I found is if I was to move the laser pen and still shake it left and right, left and right, left and right, I was actually getting like more than two lines. So my thoughts behind this, right, is that the particles, as they're going through the slits, they're not actually going in a straight line. So I think that they're being bounced around, and that's why you're getting that almost wave-like function thing. So I personally, this is just my thoughts, guys. I would say that it's not a wave function, that it's actually particles just bouncing around or vibrating or something like that. I would love to disprove the double slit experiment, because the double slit experiment is basically saying that particles are like a wave function and stuff, but I'm skeptical. But I'm not a fucking scientist. These scientists are fucking, you know, it's their life. This is what they do. And if they haven't come up with this idea that I have, then, or maybe they have and they've just disapproved it and I haven't found out about it, I don't know. But yeah, so that's the double slit experiment. I'm going to put that video on the Stewie's Thoughts Podcast Facebook page and Instagram. So if you want to check that out, guys, and have your own sort of theory about it. But I think, how could it be a wave function and a particle? Like, and particles as well? Like, that doesn't make sense. It has to be one or the other, doesn't it? Another theory I have is, so when they're not observing it, it acts like a wave function, but when they do observe it, then it acts like a particle. And I think that what you're actually doing. So when you're observing it, that's what's actually affecting the particles itself. So I think you need to like observe it differently. But, you know, what am I, a fucking physicist? So that's the double slit experiment. Here's a little interesting fact for you, right? Photons, right? The sun is 8 light minutes away from Earth. And what that means is a photon, when it leaves the sun and hits the Earth, it takes 8 minutes. So every time you look up in the sky and you see the sun, what you're actually looking at is the sun 8 minutes ago. And that you know, that's the same with everything. So like stars at night and stuff like that, like what you're actually doing is looking up and you're seeing the history. So like a star could be fucking, I don't know, 100 light years away. And then we look up at it now and we're looking up at it and we're like, there's the star there. Look at it. It's twinkling. But what we're actually looking at is a star that was like there fucking, what did I say? 100 light years away. So like, you're actually looking at it in the past. Now, here's an interesting fact for you guys. A light year, right? So everybody thinks, well, a lot of people probably think that a light year is a unit of time, but it's not. It's actually a unit of distance. So when you have a light year, it's not a year-long thing. It's actually the distance it takes light to travel. So a little interesting fact here is if you were to say go okay, so if you were to go 38,000 miles per hour, right, imagine you in your car, your Bugatti or something like that, and you were traveling at 38,000 miles an hour, it would take you 17,500 years to travel one light year. So you're going 38,000 miles an hour, and 17,500 years later you've hit one light year. So that gives you an idea of the scale of how far a light year is. It's fucking madness when you think about it. And the sun is 8 light minutes away. So you think how far away the sun is from Earth. It's only 8 light minutes away. And, you know, there's stars and galaxies that's like 100 million fucking light years away. So it just gives you an idea of the scale of the universe. It's fucking mind-boggling. And this is why I love it. Because I've got a very imaginative mind. And I can actually think. Like, I can visualize it in my head. Like, fuck me, the sun's 8 light minutes away. But, like, that's 100 light years away. I'm like, fuck, that's fucking miles away, mate. That's fucking miles away. So light, right? So light actually travels at a certain speed. It's constant. And I know this off the top of my head because there was something I wanted to teach myself, which was the speed of light. And I wanted to know it off my head. So I actually wrote down what the speed of light was on a bit of paper in my office, and I just put it on my wall so where I could see it. And I just constantly, like a phone number, I just remembered it like a phone number. And I can tell you guys, right, without looking at anything, this is what the speed of light is. It's 299,792,458 meters per second. Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk, that's the letter utunes.co.uk, or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. back to the podcast. So just to give you an idea, so if you round it off to 300 million meters per second, right, and you think a meter, when you're in school and stuff, you know that meter stick the teacher used to have? Imagine 300 million of them lined up, and light travels at 1 second through 300 million of them. That's fucking fast. And I always had this idea that, you know, because there's a theory that nothing moves faster than the speed of light. Anything, like, nothing physical moves faster than the speed of light. And I had this idea that, well, I think information travels faster than the speed of light. And to give you an idea, right? So let's do a little thought experiment here, right? So let's say we have two boxes. I give you a box, I have a box, and inside the box we've got two different colored balls. So you've got a red ball and a green ball. So somebody's put the red ball in one box, somebody's put the green ball in another box, and then we shuffle it up, and then I hand you one box, I have one box, but we don't know what color ball we've got inside the box. Now let's say we jet you off, say 100 light years away, onto another Earth-like planet. So I'm here on Earth, you're 100 light years away, on planet 2, we'll call it, and we are given a specific time. Like, this is a universal time. So let's say 9 o'clock, bang on, right? So at 9 o'clock where I am, 9 o'clock where you are, we open the box at the exact same time. So at the minute, I don't know what, I don't know, have I got a red ball or have I got a green ball? I don't know. And neither do you. But exactly 9 o'clock, we both open it up and instantly I see a green ball and I'm like, he's got a red ball. And then you see the red ball and instantly know that I've got the green one. So that information has now just travelled between us both and connected together, if you dig. So entanglement, if you want. So that information has travelled instantly between us two. But you're 100 light years away. So if you shine a torch at 9 o'clock exactly. So if I shine a torch on Earth exactly at 9 o'clock at you, the exact same time I open the box, that light is still going to take 100 light years to get to you. So the information that we shared together is instant, but light is still traveling to you and it's going to take like 100 light years to get to you. So in theory, the information traveled through space and time faster than light did. Am I right or am I wrong? And I think, you know, I think what they mean is something physical. So, like, I mean, a photon is a thing, isn't it? So it's the only thing is it doesn't have mass. So mass, whenever people think about mass, they think like something that's heavy, but mass is actually something that takes up a volume in space. So like if you have an empty box, say, and you put something in it, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter how heavy it is or anything like that, it's something that takes up volume. So the mass of an object, it doesn't matter about the weight, it's about how much it takes up. But it is measured in kilograms, so, I mean, I'm probably fucking completely wrong here, but I think that a photon doesn't have mass, and that's why it can travel that fast. Another thought experiment, what I think is pretty cool, like if you had a car that could go the speed of light and you turn your lights on in the car, like your headlights, if you're going at the speed of light, you're not going to be able to see in front of you because you're going at the speed of light. So how would that work? I mean, the light would come on, but if you were like, I don't know, observing it, if you were going a little bit faster than light, like, I don't know. Fuck me. I mean, I'm starting to blow my own fucking mind here. Now, also, there's another theory that whenever you go at the speed of light, time slows down. Well, if you go like, I don't know, 99.9% of the speed of light, you know, time will slow down. It's fucking mad when you think about it, like, as well, because gravity has a thing to play here. So when you think of mass, right, mass is like an object gets it, gravity sort of takes effect, right? So when you think of gravity, gravity is, I mean, we're talking about fucking all sorts of shit here, but the weight of an object, right, is to do with gravity. So as the earth spins around and stuff like that, you know, when you pick up something and drop it, what it's actually doing is falling to the center of the earth, and that's what gives it the weight. But if you're in the vacuum of space, then there's no gravity, then, you know, it's the same weight. So there's a very famous experiment with the ball, the bowling ball and feather. So when you take gravity out of it, they both fall at the same time. So obviously gravity then has something to do with the, you know, the light, and if light doesn't have any mass, then it doesn't affect it. Basically, does gravity affect light? I don't think it does. God, what am I? I mean, this is like, if you really want some fucking interesting facts about light and all this kind of stuff, you're probably best listening to Star Talk podcast with Neil deGrasse Tyson, because I'm just a novice when it comes to this kind of stuff. I just literally like it and then hear something and then think that it's a fucking fact, and then a few days later I hear something else, and, you know, these are all just things in my head. You know, these are not fucking facts. Well, probably some of them are facts, I don't know. Do you know something? I thought this fucking podcast would be easy because I've been fucking studying it for a long time, but I'm sitting here thinking, like, is everything I say fucking bullshit or what? But we'll go into some fucking facts here. The spectrum, let's go back to that, shall we? So that's visible light. After visible light, you've got ultraviolet light, and then you've got X-ray, and then gamma ray, right? So they're the top end of the spectrum. So when you think about gamma rays, you're thinking of like supernovas and that kind of stuff. So a supernova is basically when a star collapses on itself and it explodes or whatever. If anybody who knows the star system or whatever, then you'd know the star called Betelgeuse. So it's in the Orion cluster, if you want to call it that. And it's basically, they think that we are going to witness a supernova in our lifetime. I mean, it's, you know, light takes so long to travel and come to our eyes or whatever, but they think it may already have happened many years ago. It just, the light just hasn't reached us yet. So they're observing Betelgeuse, and it's almost dying, like, to us as the observer. And they think that, you know, it's not going to be long before we're actually going to see this supernova happening in space, like, up in the sky. Can you imagine, like, looking up in the sky and just seeing this fucking weird, bright spectacle, if you like? I don't know. But that's what basically a gamma ray is, like, real high end. I mean, the intense heat and stuff and all. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near a fucking gamma ray, let me tell you. And going back onto an X-ray, X-rays were actually discovered by mistake. There's a famous picture of somebody accidentally X-rayed his hand, and he could see, like, right through his hand, and he's like, fucking hell, look at that. I've just invented X-rays. Yeah, so, I mean, I've got some facts here. So, the sun emits radiation at all wavelengths of the visible spectrum, which is what we can see. White light contains all the wavelengths of the visible spectrum and equal intensity. Now, so basically, when you think of a wavelength, or sorry, when you think of like the spectrum and stuff, we can only see visible light. And when you put all the sort of spectrums together, like all the wavelengths together or whatever, then you have like white light. So everybody thinks that the sun is yellow, but it's not. It's only yellow to us because it's to do our atmosphere or whatever. But like the sun's actually white because it's got all the fucking, all the light, all the wavelengths and stuff all like joined together or whatever. So yeah, so there you go. There's a little interesting fact. The sun is actually white, it's not yellow. And another interesting fact, the coronavirus was named after the sun the way, like, the sun has a corona around it, which kind of looks a little bit similar to the fucking coronavirus. So the coronavirus, if you know, you've probably seen the artwork of it. It's like a round thing with like things sticking out around new outside of it. Well, that's like the corona, and the sun has a corona, and I think that's where they got the name from. Again, could be fucking completely wrong. Okay, an observer sees color when some wavelengths of light are reflected by the surface of an object, but others are absorbed. That's what I was saying earlier on about, like, I mean, I'm looking at a purple vape right now. So all the, you know, the wavelengths of natural light is hitting the vape, and the purple fucking photons, whatever, are bouncing off that and hitting my eyes. And that's why it's a purple vape and not a fucking brown vape. Light can also be visible when it is reflected by an object. A rainbow is produced by reflecting light, right? There you go. I've already played that. Shut up. So, I mean, going back, like, I'm not a scientist, right? This is what happens when you study physics as a hobby. You think you know everything, but you fucking don't. I mean, there's probably some facts in there that I got right, and the light travels from the sun at 8.3 minutes, light minutes or whatever, and hits us. You know, that's a fucking fact. I know that. Does information travel faster than the speed of light? Probably not. I don't fucking know. But let's see what I can fucking, what else can I come up with here? Let's see if I can actually get an actual fucking fact here. Right, so I've got some actual fucking facts here. And hopefully you'll learn something today. So, I'll be honest with you, this podcast, this episode is harder to fucking do than my farts episode. I don't know whether should I do more of this? I don't know. But let's have a look at some facts. Right. It takes 8 minutes. Yeah, we already know about that. Every second, around 100 lightning bolts strike Earth, but never in the same place. Every year, lightning kills 1,000 people. Fucking hell. 1,000 people a year killed by lightning. I think if you wear like rubber fucking shoes, it doesn't affect you. Bending light as it passes from transparent subjects to another, like air to water, is called reflection. So, I mean, light, I know light travels at a straight line or wavy line or whatever. And that's why you can actually, you know, a window has mass. It's an object, but you can see through it. That's because the light just goes straight through it. So I know that. During photosynthesis, plants use light energy to create chemical energies. Okay. Although humans cannot see ultraviolet light, some insects have the ability to see it. Now, I remember something about that. Like birds, certain types of birds, I think, they can see ultraviolet light. It helps them hunt. Can you imagine just seeing fucking ultraviolet light all the time? You'd see spunk stains everywhere in people's fucking houses. So when a rat or whatever walks through a fucking field or something like that, it'll leave like trails of like ultraviolet light. So basically a bird of prey can like fly around and actually see the footprints of a rodent, and it can actually track it down. So using ultraviolet light, so there you go. Red light has the longest wavelength, while violet light has the shortest wavelength. And wavelengths is the spectrum, basically. What else we got? Low energy bulbs last on average up to 12 times longer than a traditional fluorescent bulb. There you go. Right. A heavy coat of dust can block half of light. That's fucking shit, that one. What else we got? Bending of light, already said that one. Hmm. Okay, red, green, and blue are the primary colours of light. Mixing them in various ways will make other colours, including white. So there you go. So when you put all the colours together, you get white light. Fucking hell. I'm really struggling with this fucking episode. What else we got here? I wonder if I can get like a video or something. So I got a video here by a guy called Edmund Optics, and he's going to tell us five facts about fucking light.
Here are five crazy facts about light. Traveling at the speed of light, you could go around the Earth 7.5 times a second. Scientists are working on extracting the bioluminescence that happens in things like jellyfish and fireflies and putting that into trees. If successful, we could soon have bioluminescent trees that light our...
That's fucking mad. Wow. I mean, if that's real, that's going to be fucking unbelievable. So basically what he's saying there, so like, you know, if you have seen these videos where like you go down to the bottom of the ocean and there is no light, but these like fucking jellyfish or these type of fishes and stuff, like they all light up. Like, I'm pretty sure. Have you seen something like that? I know I've seen a few videos like that. So this bioluminescent. So if they can actually extract that and put it into trees, then the trees will light up almost like street lamps. That's mad, eh? I remember like going I was in Africa one time and there was them fireflies, that's fucking really weird. Like when you see this little fucking bit of light flying past you and then it turns off and then fucking goes away and turns back on again. So like, is that natural light? Bioluminescent? That's gotta be it's not fucking man-made, is it? So yeah. But that would be pretty insane if you could like inject trees with this bioluminescent thing, and then you just got light up trees. But I mean, why stop at trees? Why not inject yourself with that shit? Just walk around like a fucking big glowy thing. That'd be weird, wouldn't it? All right, let's go on.
Streets at night without electricity. And speaking of bioluminescence, humans glow with visible light. It's so dim that it's impossible for us to notice with our eyes, but in very dark environments, scientists can detect this visible light using sensitive cameras. If you say
that's basically like the film Predator. You know, like when you see what he sees, and you can see like the heat and stuff like that. That's basically what he's talking about.
You're going to be somewhere in a jiffy. You're referring to an actual unit of measurement for time. A jiffy is the amount of time it takes for light to travel 1 centimeter in a vacuum.
All right, didn't know that. A jiffy? So that's where they got that at. All right. There you go. Fuck me, I've learned something. Fuck you guys, I've learned something today. Speaking of sex, so that's a second jiffy, right? So there's other types of seconds. So you got like a normal second, which is what we fucking, you know, what we know of. And then I heard of I heard of a second called a attosecond. So an attosecond is a unit of time. And there's more attoseconds in 1 second than there's been seconds since the Big Bang. And then there's another one called a zeptosecond, and I think that's something like an attosecond times fucking 10. Who knows? Fuck's sake.
Finally, there's an element called selenium that only conducts electricity when light is shining on it. As you might expect, in the dark, it acts like an insulator.
Well, there you go. So I'm gonna put that on the Stewie Stars podcast Facebook page and Instagram. But yeah, I mean, you've probably learned nothing. You probably learned that I actually don't know what I actually think. I do. But there you go. Fucking hell. I think right. I think that's me. I think we're done with this episode. I would like to thank Stephen Hawkins for coming back from the dead and making an appearance on this podcast. And I think that, yeah, I think this may be the only fucking special physics episode I'm going to do, because to be honest, it's supposed to be a comedy podcast, and apart from the beginning, has it really been funny? Nah. I think I'll just stick with fucking farts, will I? But yeah, so there you go. There's me trying to think that I know what I'm talking about when I actually don't. And then, yeah. So if you actually do want to learn some physics, you're probably best not listening to this fucking episode. But there you go. I thought I knew, but I didn't. But to be honest with you, I think it's harder. It's harder for me to actually do a podcast and talk about this stuff rather than just sit and talk about it. Because I think when I talk to people about it, they will say stuff back to me and it'll trigger memories in my head going, oh yeah, well, I remember this, I remember that. And no, isn't like this. And, you know, so I think it's just hard to get it out of my head and put it in a fucking podcast. Like whenever I have my sheet here, like, and it's completely filled with all stuff. Like I was writing this out last night and I was thinking to myself, boom, there we go. The sheet's filled. I mean, I've even wrote stuff on the bottom and the top, like trying to find room to write stuff down. So like I can think about stuff and then write it down on a bit of paper, but coming out of my mouth is a fucking totally different story. So yeah, I think this is probably going to be the only special fucking physics episode. I mean, I could talk about photons and stuff and, I don't know, planetary bodies like the moon and the fucking Earth and that kind of thing. Like, I remember in school, they used to try and teach us the planets in order by this rhyme. So they were like, say this rhyme and it will help you remember the planets in order. I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to remember the planets in order. And this is back in the days when Pluto was a planet. But it's just like the light. So I actually know the planets in order just like right off the top of my head. And it's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. But obviously Pluto's not a planet anymore. It's a large comet. But I'm going to leave you with these interesting facts, right? Let's see if you can get this right. So the planets in order are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, right? So what do you think is the hottest planet in our solar system? If you said Mercury, you're wrong. You would think Mercury because Mercury is closest to the sun that it's going to be the hottest, but that's not actually true. Because Venus, which is the second planet away from the sun, the atmosphere on Venus traps heat in, which actually makes it hotter, whereas Mercury doesn't have an atmosphere, so the heat just disappears into space. So Mercury is actually the hottest planet in the solar system. And what do you think the coldest one is? So if you have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, what one's the coldest? And you would think Neptune, wouldn't you? Because it's the furthest away, but no. Because the moons in Neptune bend it and squeeze the planet. It actually heats it up. So the coldest planet in the solar system is actually Uranus. Uranus. I always thought it was Uranus, because I used to laugh at that in school, but it's Uranus. No, yeah, it's Uranus, but that's what I always thought it was, but it's Uranus. Maybe the fucking change the name, I don't know. And the way the solar system is, right, you have the rocky planets. So you have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then you have, they're all rocky planets, and then you've got like the astro belt, and then after that, then it's the gas planets. So Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus, they're actually gas planets. But there you go. I'm trying to stretch this out to an hour. So yeah, that's my thoughts on lights. And this is probably the shittest podcast I've done. So I'm going to take that information in. I mean, who knows? Maybe this one might be the most popular one. Who fucking knows? I think the most popular podcast I've done so far is, well, when it's on like certain ones. So like the Elon Musk podcast I did, across all platforms, apart from YouTube, it's not doing that well. It's probably the lowest viewed one on Spotify, but yet I think it's one of the most viewed ones on YouTube. So like it's kind of weird. But I think the fart one is it's climbing up the ranks pretty quickly. So I'm trying to figure out what you guys like to listen to. I do have my list here of podcast ideas. Let me see. All these physics ones, I might just fucking skip them from now on. Well, depending on whether people listen to this, I don't know. But some of them are here. Like, I've got some retro stuff. Some famous people. What will I do next? Time travel. I mean, I want to do one about the future, like my thoughts about the future. Maybe I'll do that, actually, yeah. So, on the next podcast... Oh, sorry, just hit the microphone. So, on the next podcast, I'm going to give my thoughts about the future. I think this one... I was just trying to teach you stuff. I'm not a teacher. This is not a fucking learning podcast. This is just something about me giving my thoughts. So, maybe I should have just given my thoughts about light instead of just giving you facts. Like, I don't know. I'm learning as I go along. So the next episode I'm going to do about the future, like what I think the future is going to be like, and you know, the way I look at it, there's going to be a good part of it and then a bad part of it. So that my thoughts about the future, like in a quick fucking summary, whatever. I think there's going to be a lot of control over people, like freedom, for example. There's going to be no such thing as freedom in the future, but then also people are going to live longer and technology is getting better, so that's a positive. So it's going to be a positive and negative sort of my thoughts about what the future is going to be like. And so there we go. This is the shittest podcast I've done, I think, but we'll let the views do the talking, shall we? But there we go, we've hit 1 hour. Thank fuck for that. I'm never doing one like this again unless it's popular. It was a hard one to do this. I all the other ones have been relaxing, apart from like trying to figure out the sound quality and stuff, but I think I've figured that out. Now I'm just trying to this is a hard one for me. So I'm going to go to the office, I'm going to do a TikTok live stream, and then I'm going to do a podcast in a couple of days, and it's going to be about the future. So if you stuck around this long, thank you very much. And that's been my thoughts about light. Peace out, guys, and keep learning. Thanks for listening. Bye.